integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
All right, we're going to have a knockdown, drag out between the fats here. Yep, this is all about Fats 101, especially when we're talking about butter versus margarine. Okay, Decker, I have to tell you something. This is such a great story. Way back when I lived in Los Angeles, I got the great chance to meet Fabio. And So you know why Fabio is so important, because he's been made a bazillionaire and he's famous for his one line, right? I can't believe it's not butter. And so it was great. I met him, and he had his headshot, and he wrote, "To Holly, thank you for the wonderful night." And I mean, right? And it hung on my bathroom wall for a long, long time. Okay. But so his contract was with a company that wasn't selling a whole food like butter. Mm-hmm. It was with another spread. But I want to get your take, because as a cardiologist, fats are really important. What we put in our bodies and how they affect our cells. Who do you think right out of the gate is going to win if we stack butter up to margarine when it comes to your health and not being rocket science?
Well, let's keep it simple. Butter. There's no question about it. Margarine is a trans fat. Look, margarine was a good idea when
What's a trans fat? What the heck is a trans fat?
Trans fat are the ones that... There's good fats and bad fats. And here's the problem, Holly. There's nothing in the middle. There is nothing in the middle. Fats are either beneficial, or they're used by the body, or they're cancerous and what we call atherogenic, or stimulating coronary artery disease and blood vessel disease. Margarine is in this family. When you whip an oil, hydrogenate an oil, and it turns to a solid, you have converted it to this dangerous trans fat. And if you look at the labels in foods, you'll see that they're requiring the labeling of trans fats. I don't know how accurate that is. I have all sorts of questions about trans fat-free canola. I have all sorts of questions about that. But there's no doubt that from two ways that we know that butter's safe. Number one, chemically, it is a saturated fat. It is not a trans fat. Saturated fats have some benefit to humankind, but are not cancerous, are not atherogenic. The other thing is the countries that use butter instead of moving to the margarines have less disease. They simply
so
have
why
less
do people,
coronary disease, all that stuff.
So where from a marketing perspective, because because we have to mind the big marketing machine, because I think that gets in the way of a lot of our health, okay, is the big marketing machine. And this is where I truly think we have to think things through, because we have to protect our listeners, our patients, our people from the seductive messaging. Why did margarine even come about? Like, why?
Well, I think margarine came along for two things. One is it's easy, meaning that these plant oils, like canola, like these vegetable oils, even olive, that they can make these margarines out of, were manufacturing much easier than milking a cow and creating butter. It was just lower cost. But the other thing is, let's just take the business out of it and look medically, that we were very suspicious at trans fats, that saturated fats like lard, like beef lard, like pork lard, like butter, to a degree coconut, some macadamia. We were really concerned that these actually are the ones causing disease. So you had about 20 years of cardiologists saying, stay away from the butter. The science that we think of the time is that that's dangerous, go with margarine. We learned a very, very hard way that we were wrong on that. And we have countries like Greece and France and even Germany cooking their fries in lard, laughing at us going, you guys are completely wrong. And we were. We missed the boat. And hearts, just on top of that, Holly, hearts consume fat. The DHA, like the good fat from fish and other good fats, that's what the heart feeds on. The brain's more of a sugar organ, but the heart is a fat organ and it needs it. And we've been feeding it junk food, trans fats. And we've been feeding it junk food when we think we're doing well for it. And that's even worse.
You know, absolutely. So that's the thing that just boggles me, where it's like, oh, this is less calorie, or, you know, I love when they'll put some sort of messaging like margarine, sugar free. Like, there was no sugar in those fats anyway.
Fat free gummy
but
bears.
It's like, yeah, there's no fat in gummy bears. Or you could get something, you know, like water, cholesterol free. It's like, awesome. It just is like that.
Shrimp. It's steak free. Yeah.
Yeah, it's steak-free. So the thing, though, that I think... So when you're talking about a saturated fat, you're talking about saturated. So it's completely saturated with hydrogen molecules. And so there's no... It's not liquid, so it's hard, right? It's hard at room temperature, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know... Right. And butter, actually, you know, I heard Dr. Diadama, Peter Diadama, we're going to the author of all of the Eat Right for Your Type blood types, and we're going to talk about that a lot coming up. You got to stay tuned to Radio MD in our show. But he once said, I heard him talk, he's like, if you have psoriasis, eat 2 sticks of butter a day. And I tell you, there is never a day in my life where I wish I had psoriasis better. I was like, I wish so badly, because butter is amazing. And as you said, even though it has a chemical structure, everything does, it is not chemically altered at all. It is a whole food.
Yeah, and I'm so, married to a Belgian. She eats white butter in the winter and yellow in the summer because that's what came out of the cows. It was even seasonal. It was almost like macrobiotic version of an animal product of butter. So they got it to those levels, but there's the butyric acids, there's short chain things in there. There's really a lot of other benefits to butter.
That's right. And so when you look at margarine, which are, as you said, trans, and these trans fats have very, very unhealthy implications on our bodies when they're taken, even though people get still confused to this day. My patients will be eating margarine instead of butter. And I'm like, have you been living under a rock? Come on. I don't say that, I promise you. But I think it's important that even the simplest way of thinking this through is like, I always say, hey, let's increase our whole foods, decrease refined foods. And then I go on to explain it. A whole food, here's how I want you to think about anything that you put in your mouth. I want you to see how far it's come from its original source, you know, and then because it's no longer a food, I would call it a food product, right? It's a product. It's been made. And, you know, my joke is like, I haven't seen any Oreo trees, you know, if it doesn't run or fall away from you or fall off, you know, run or swim away from you, I should say, or fall off a tree. Or a shrub, or you dig it from the ground. I really want you to think about how long that has come from its original source. And I think with margarine, if somebody was simply just thinking that way, they might be going, all right, butter's much closer to its original source.
And we've made people scared of butter. And the other, there's two things that I see. I mean, my patients, they honestly, I have my 67-year-old patients that when the original margarine was called Oleo came out, these big bricks of it, they thought that this was going to be one of the keys to health forever. No more butter. Butter's bad. Getting them back into it, they're fearful of jumping back into that or all fats. And there's been these books coming out, just to take it one step further, about no fat at all in the diet to reverse heart disease. That's still not safe. Our heart does feed on fat. You might help some disease states by cutting all the fat out, but we do live in balance with fats, sugars, proteins, you know, and what am I missing? Fats, sugars,
sure, well,
proteins,
I have to say that
carbohydrates,
Dr. So Caldwell Esselstyn, he was in Forks Over Knives, and he was on my show with Mythifying, and he definitely, because of the China study, did advocate no fats whatsoever. And I was conflicted about it because my show, what I wanted to do is get people to use their own mind. And then we had always talked about good fats because we think about butter, we think about avocado, we think about walnuts. But there is some confusing, really a compelling literature out there to perhaps, if you have heart disease, suggest differently. And so I think it's really important that we're very, very clear on these things, that there are fats that are good, fats that are bad. And as you said, really nothing in between.
Yeah, there's nothing in between it. And one last point on this, the more processed, the bigger the problem.
Right.
And that's a really good thing to think about. A drinking a booster and Ensure versus a green drink, which one's less processed, the green drink? More processed, more problems.
Right. You got it. And I think the one thing that we should shout out and remind people is that even though there's good fats, fats are higher in calorie. And you have to watch your everything in moderation, including moderation, I say. But that's really important. So I would say that this was a ding, 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 technical knockout. Butter got it seriously, like in the second round, because it's more of a whole food. And as you said,